got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I want to talk to you about the Mars rover, Perseverance. Now, Perseverance has been on Mars. It's like the little rover that kind of drives around. It's got some cameras.
Yep.
Can look around, pick up samples. It's been there for over a year. Not alone.
Oh.
It picked up on April 18th last year a pet rock that got lodged in its front left wheel, like the track that runs around, and it's been in there for over a year.
Right.
Until a couple of days ago.
Oh, no.
So now, unfortunately, the Perseverance out there on Mars all by itself, thought it had a friend, little pet rock. It's gone.
The rock didn't say much.
No, just kind of fell out. But isn't it the most devastating thing you've heard?
Yeah.
It was a decent-sized rock, like hand-sized kind of in the deal. But now, pet rocks, it's always a thing like, oh, yeah, as kids, some kids have pet rocks.
Yeah.
Do they? I don't remember having a pet rock when I was a kid.
I remember carrying around a rock and I Don't make fun of me. I found this rock and it had like chipped into it like a set of lips and I called it my lip rock. And I carried it with me everywhere for like a few weeks.
Yes or no question, did you kiss the rock?
No, I didn't kiss the rock. It wasn't like a big set of lips. It was like a smallish size rock.
Yeah.
Like a size of a golf
ball.
And
it was painted on lips.
No. It was like
with googly
I found
you
it.
Called it Kevin and you were like, hey, Kevin. Long time no see. I saw you on the dirt road there and I thought,
don't
you
make
know
things
what?
Dirty with my lip rock, okay?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
My lip rock was very innocent.
Okay.
It was just, oh, I used to show people. They'd be like, what's that? And I'd be like, it's my lip rock. See, it looks like it's got lips.
I'm surprised you never put googly eyes on it. That would have been hilarious.
Honestly, I should have.
5223295. Give us a call. Tell us about your pet rock. I don't know if we're going to reach the soaring heights of lip rock. Because lip rock sounds more like a, what Daniel Andrews do in one of the lockdowns? What was your intimate partner?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
What was it called when you could go through the iron curtain to see your dependent?
It was your intimate partner.
Intimate partner, yeah. Well, Jess and lip rock seems to have been. Where is lip rock now, if you don't mind me asking?
I lost it. I lost it at a shopping centre one day.
Had to find a man.
Yeah.
You too there. Little known fact, this song, Everlasting Love, actually is about Jess and lip rock.
Yeah,
you were just listening. Jess and her pet rock as a child. Lip rock, Jess, now, I know
it wasn't my pet rock. It was just a rock, a nice rock that I found.
A rock with benefits.
And I hate this
job. So it was this little rock that you found as a kid, had lips, and you thought, ooh, pucker up.
I was like, oh, how neat that this rock looks like it has lips on the side.
Right.
Now I feel like I shouldn't have been like bandishing it about in front of all the adults in my
house. Yeah, I know. That's a private thing, Jess. You keep it in the bedroom. The reason we're talking about this, and what a gift. I've known you a long time, Jess.
We've never heard of lip rock.
Never heard of lip rock because NASA's Perseverance, which is one of the rovers that has been up on Mars for a year or two, after over 1 year having a rock stuck in its tire. Unfortunately, after over a year, it fell out. So Perseverance doesn't have a pet rock anymore.
Devastating.
Very, very sad. Nick has given us a call from Port Arlington because we want to know, have you had a pet rock or something like that? Because I feel I never had one and maybe I feel like I'm missing out. Maybe we need one here at the radio station. Nick from Port Arlington, you didn't have a pet rock per se, but you had something kind of similar?
Yeah, well, my sister had a bunch of weird stuff, but I used to suck my thumb, right? And I had like a child's face washer. It was extremely thin, like a snot rag, basically.
But, hanky?
It was
hanky.
Kind
of thing, yeah.
That's the word. But I called
snot
it, I was about four. I called it my Niffy, like N-I-F-F-Y, I would imagine you'd spell it.
Sure.
Niffy, and it went everywhere with me. So I sucked my thumb while I held this thing. And I had this little thing until it was ripped, bits came off. And it was honestly, it was about 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres. And after about a year, this thing was probably about a centimetre by 2 centimetres.
Like one of those
all I had left.
Like those little chamois you clean your glasses with.
Yep. And it just worn away to nothing.
Oh, a little niffy.
And what happened to
But I held on to the bitter end. Eventually, the tiny bit that was left, I think Mum probably just stole it because it was time to go, and it just disappeared one day.
Niffy sounds like it ended up being the perfect size to embrace lip rock. You could have wrapped lip rock around with Niffy
for
the most beautiful
relationship.
It was almost like paper. So you just get a pair of scissors and you got rock, paper, scissors, rock.
There we go.
You know, a little freeway.
All right, there we go. Thanks, Nick. How was this happened?
Did you think this is where this was going
to
go?
No, but now I'm genuinely, mark my words, tomorrow to the show, I will bring a pet rock.
Okay.
Because I've got one already at my house.
Yeah. But
you've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Look, I'm not going to take up much of your time. Is this a space, this radio show, where we can talk about things we like, that it has only affected us purely for the reason of you want others to enjoy the same thing you experience?
Is this
right?
When you when you discovered pumpkin for the first time and you were
That was honestly the last 5 years of my life since I embraced pumpkin, maybe.
2019 was the year of the pumpkin.
I'm having pizza, homemade pizzas tonight.
Yeah.
Guess what's on it?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Wow.
Life lived.
Okay, yep. No, hit me with it.
It is another food thing. and it's something that, you know how maybe when you're a kid, you just go, oh, do you want this food? Your parents ask you and you go, oh, no, I don't like it. Just because you just go, I just don't think I'll like that.
Yep.
I've recently discovered that I think I really, really like waffles.
Says like it's a revelation.
Yeah, right. I've always been toast or crepes. They're the kind of flat carbs that I consume normally.
I was gonna say waffles and toast, not the same thing.
But you know what I mean. So like a flat carb that you can put things on.
Mm-hmm.
If it was always toast, and then crepes have been like the last 7 years of my life.
You've
every
always
Saturday,
been a thin kind of pancake man.
And the waffle to me always seemed like too much. It seemed intimidating. It seemed too sweet.
But have you got a waffle maker all of a sudden?
No, but that's what I want to invest in.
Right. I have one.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like that's not a wild thing to happen. I'm excited for you. Yeah, so what, like, how does it work?
Do you
work?
Want me to make you some?
Apparently you pour pancake batter essentially into like a jibber.
Yeah, so I buy the pancake, the pre-mixed pancake mix.
Lazy.
Right. And then instead of adding what it says on the bottle, you just like add an extra like 50 mil of oil or something. I don't know.
Right.
It thickens it up.
Sure.
And
sure.
You shake it up and then, you just pour it into the little, the batter maker and Bob's your uncle.
Because I've been having like seared apple and ice cream on it.
Hello.
Yum, man.
Okay, so not a breakfast food then?
No.
Very much a dessert.
It's a dessert. It's a treat.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. I'm a big fan of it. And I feel like I've, 30 years old and I've only just embraced waffles. It's
have you
wild.
Discovered, so waffles have the little compartments, right?
Sure.
And I like to go, with, whipped cream into each box.
I don't like whipped cream.
Okay, well.
But am I just doing what I've done to waffles?
Maybe you need to get some whipped cream in ya.
So all I just want to say is I now stand for waffles and I will represent waffles. If you have waffles, if you sell waffles from your shop, I will stand by that and I will always endorse a waffle.
Oh my God, you're so brave.
Thank you.
You are so brave.
Someone needs to be. It's about time a straight white male took a risk and said something controversial. And I'm the person to do it. Thank you very much.
All drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
If you're new to listening to the show, welcome. Bad time if this is your first time because we're about to disagree and argue for the next 10 to 15 minutes.
Yes, and this is the only time of the week that we put aside to have an argument, and then the rest of the time, it's love, compassion, friendship.
Yeah, friendship, colleagueship, you name it, we do it with this.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session, and we do this to get someone else to decide who's right. So the first person to call up in a moment is the judge. They get final say. It becomes state law across Victoria, Geelong, Surf Coast region. You name it.
52232955 is the number if you want to be our judge.
We accidentally started arguing live on air yesterday. Yeah. So we just
not our
like
proudest
to
moment.
Apologise. But the subject when Benny Rogers came into the studio was brought up was about hot chips. And this is what started the argument. You know how like the first four chips you eat when you get hot chips,
they're
the best? Maybe we all need to stop at four.
Or just get the extra crunchy ones.
Don't get me started about crispy chips. That's
crispy
air.
Crispy chips are the best one. Oh, you want a soggy chip? You can have all my soggy chips, Tim.
It's ugly to listen back,
listen
isn't
to that,
it?
Tim.
Really ugly to listen back. Ooh. Today in the courtroom of Tim and Jess, soggy chips or crispy chips?
Mm-hmm.
What is superior? It's as simple as that today.
Put it out to the jury at K-Rock Geelong.
We were talking about this earlier. Soggy is a describing word. Is it often associated with a positive connotation?
74% of people said that they prefer their chips crispy. 26, that's a pretty high number. 26% said soggy.
I'm not saying, like, when we say soggy, I'm not thinking, like, it's not like a sad wet chip.
That's what it sounds like.
It's a standard chip that's not
you
got
don't
that
like any crunch to your chip. You want it to be soft nice when you bang into it.
I wouldn't use those exact words. But yeah, because I think those crunchy chips that I know you really like, it's not even potato at that
They're
point.
They're the
it's
best
just,
ones.
It's fried air.
May the mayor present to the court Exhibit A from thegoodfood.com.au a whole article entitled Crunch Time, the science behind our love of hot, crispy things.
Right.
This is their first opening statement. The halftime siren sounds. You rush to join the already long food line. Frustration builds, folding into release as you swipe a bucket of hot chips. Suddenly, it's sadness, frustration, anger. The chips are soggy. That's kind of good food.
Where are you sourcing this from? Is this just like a mum's day out at the footy? 52232955. First person to call through. Doesn't matter what they think. That's how this courtroom works. You are the judge. Sarah from Newcombe is the judge today. First person to call through. The argument today, Sarah, I'm sure you're aware, is the best type of hot chip. Is it a soggy style chip? It is a more crispier chip. Before you give us your answer, how experienced are you when it comes to eating hot chips?
Pretty experienced.
Okay, have you got any stats to
like what's
back
your,
that up?
What's your favourite? Are you a crinkle cut girl? Are you a Macca's fry? Are you a KFC chip?
I'm more of a Macca's fry girl.
Right.
Okay. We both agree that crinkle cut fries probably don't get enough respect.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good space for us to sit in. But soggy and crispy is where we seem to draw the line. Sarah, tell us your feelings about it.
Okay. I agree and disagree with you both. So, crunchies are called crunchies for a reason. You find them in the bottom of your chip packet. And usually when you get fish and chips, you slice over the very crunchy pieces. It's all about the fat in crunchies. You need your soggy chips, not too soggy though, for your chip sandwiches.
Soggy chips for the chip sandwiches.
Sarah, can you take us off hands-free? I really want to be able to hear you properly when you're saying this, because I'm starting to get excited. I feel like I'm about to be bait and switched here, then you're going to slam dunk me. So you think crispy chips are left over at the end because they're the worst?
No, they're not the worst, but they're the ones that you fight for. So when you first open your fish and chip packet, everyone dives in for the crunchy.
Yes. Yes, they
do. So it's like a fight with your siblings, it's a fight with your family. You're like, no, that's my crunchy. I found the last crunchy kind of thing. But the soggy one has to be for the sandwiches.
Sandwiches? I've never had a chip sandwich. Personally.
You've never had a chip buddy?
No, I know. I get this response a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, Sarah. We're going to hand you the gavel. You've got to pick one.
I actually have no idea which way Sarah's going to go.
I've got no idea, so I'm very excited. Final verdict, when it comes to the superior chip, is it soggy or is it crispy?
Just because you haven't had a chip, buddy, now I'm going to have to go crispy.
Offended the judge. Sarah, it becomes law across Geelong and the Surf Coast now because that's your final verdict. So obviously you're very passionate about chips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they've got to be just right. Like, I'll take them back if they're not good.
Whoa.
I believe you there, Sarah. That's pretty full on, Jess.
If you see Tim walking down the street, throw your soggy chips at him.
Yeah, I agree. Finally, we agree on something.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, right now we need to talk aliens.
Okay. sure. All right.
I know I bring up aliens a lot on this show.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
one
to
of
discuss.
Our biggest show filters. Yep. We like to talk aliens on this show.
We know that if aliens or creatures that live outside of Earth, you know, ever want to make contact with Earth, it would Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula.
This is where they'd hit it up.
Place to be. We get it. We understand.
We're nearly in the top 10 biggest populations
so
in the country.
So, of course, they would target that, right?
Look, so a bunch of scientists have come together.
What have we spoken about, Jess? I said, if you're going to talk about it, call them a group of scientists because it really discredits it.
A group of scientists have come together at NASA and they believe that aliens could be in contact with us as early as 2029.
But what does that mean? Why are they going, oh, yeah, no, don't worry, it's coming, 2029. That's the deal.
I'm so glad you asked him. Because it turns out the team of scientists, I nearly said bunch of scientists again.
Help me help you.
They sent out signals, right? Mm. They shot them out into the universe in 2007, right? So
Kevin Rudd was prime minister. The world was good.
Kevin 07. A better time, baby. Yep. And these scientists have said now it would have taken about 27 years for the signal to get to the closest star that they've sent it out to. Anyway, they think that if they have received it immediately.
That's not the timeline. 2029 to 2007 would be 22 years.
You're right. I did bad maths. Don't rely on me for maths. Rely on me for the facts.
Credibility is slipping further and further away.
Anyway, they think that we should receive a reply in the 2030s if they received that message straight away, right? Because it would take them that long to get it back to us again.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm lost here.
Aliens are going to get in touch with us, Tim. Yeah. This is what's happening.
What are they going to say? What are they going to
well,
say, mate?
This is the problem. This is what they're worried about
because they're
saying even if we receive the signal, we may not be able to deconstruct it. We may not know what they're trying to say.
Last week, yeah.
So even if we do get a message in the next 6 years, we may not be able to uncode it. We still don't know if aliens are going to be able to contact us. Don't make me do maths again.
I just don't think that's that hard. I really didn't think that was the challenge.
This is why I'm not allowed to be in charge of any of the big financial decisions of the house.
I don't think you should be in charge of speaking by the sounds of it, mate. Yeah. All right. So 2030, text back. Seen, read, replied. That's what we're hoping from aliens?
The aliens are coming.
Good. All right. Good way to round it out. You're on K-Rock.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, this week you came to the show very excited about something new in your life, new part of your body.
Right. Okay.
You finally have nails.
Oh, yes, I do have fingernails.
30 years it took you to get fingernails onto your body. Started tapping around the office.
Oh, it's the most fun. I have been a habitual nail biter since I was a young, young boy. And now that I've got like these...
What helped you kick the habit?
I got retainers on both of my teeth, like top jaw, bottom jaw. So now it's nigh impossible to be a nail biter anymore. And as I said to you, because I have to wear them for 22 hours of the day, I'm not going to be wasting chew time now, which I refer to it, on me fingies got other things to be chewing on.
I was so proud of you for finally kicking that bad habit because you and I both big nail biters.
Individually. So I didn't bite yours. No. You didn't bite mine. But we're stuck to our own
Sometimes
fingers.
Sometimes you suck on the fingers, but that's fine. No, I did notice, though, that your fingernails were disgusting.
No. They're clean. They're clean, baby.
Are they clean?
Mate, I will.
Yeah, give us a look. Oh, wow, hello. Look at the girls. They are looking a lot cleaner than before.
Yes.
I just wanted to help you on your journey.
Okay.
To getting long nails again.
Yes, because what I figured out is because I've made them, like, they think they're meant to be really short.
Yeah.
So you know how when you grow your nails and it's got that lighter colour?
Yeah.
It technically shouldn't be that because I've just nanged it down to the bone.
Yeah.
I need to let them know, like, hey, no.
Bed in.
This is what we're meant to be. So, yeah. It is it's a new phase of my life.
I today went to Chemie Warehouse and I bought you a nice little nail brush so that you can continue cleaning your nails and enjoy your journey.
How do I do it?
So it's just like a little nail brush and you just get right under
there. It looks like I'm about to clean the shower with this thing, mate. Also,
you probably could use that.
I do this.
Yeah, you could soap it up with a little bit of water and then
Because can I tell you how I've genuinely been cleaning underneath it?
Oh, God.
I have two ways of doing it.
Don't tell me a toothpick.
No. I've got a pair, when I'm in the shower, I get a older pair of tweezers and I get the dirt and whatever underneath it. Or when I'm washing my hair, I make sure, like when the shampoo's in there, I really like scratch into the skull.
Right, okay.
And that does the treat.
Well, now you have a nail brush to do it like not an animal.
If you thought me tapping my fingernails, Jess, was going to be annoying, wait for finger dust to be sprinkled all over the studio.
I've made a mistake.
This is actually a very big mistake. Does it work on toenails?
I guess so. Can you not get your toenails out here?
Why would you give me a gift? And then when I start using it, if I bought you a kite and you started flying the kite, shouldn't I be happy?
Are you
wearing
your
Birks
today?
No, I'm wearing.
Okay, he's wearing shoes. It's fine. If you get your filthy feet out on this desk and start brushing,
gotta clean,
your toenails.
Bro. Gotta clean. Gotta be a clean boy. This feels better than sex. This is so nice. Thank you so much,
buddy. I honestly
didn't
want you to enjoy this present this much. I've made a mistake.
I'm very distracted.
Goodbye. All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.